State Representative Kevin Vandeweghe says he's a music lover and has nothing but respect for songwriters who can craft a hit tune out of thin air. But the Squim Democrat also says music licensing agencies often use unscrupulous, coercive, and unprofessional tactics to collect royalties from small business owners. He's pushing for a new law that's fair to songwriters as well as businesses where recorded or live music is played. He says taverns, restaurants, fitness clubs, churches, wineries, and even cities that pipe music into public parks have all been hit with tabs that can run into the thousands, with an ultimatum to pay up or go to court. His bill requires agents who work for licensing companies to identify themselves as soon as they enter a business, to say why they're there, and to provide a list of every song they have a right to collect on. More important, Vandeweghe said, it makes the agents follow one rule that every other business in Washington has to abide by, including the ones they're hitting up for money. They need to have a business license.
If groups like BMI or ASCAP want to operate in the state of Washington, they have to buy a license from the state, and we're going to use that money to communicate with all business owners their rights.
The music bill passed the House 92-6 last year but stalled when lobbyists from the two biggest licensing agencies, ASCAP and BMI, convinced Senate leaders not to allow a vote in that chamber. It's back this year, and Vandeweghe feels good about his chances.
So this is gaining quite a bit of momentum. There's a lot of people that are interested. There are a lot of people that are affected by this. And again, it's common sense legislation that doesn't infringe on anybody's rights. It just makes sure business owners are protected.
In Olympia, I'm Dan Frizzell.